saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is the Hemp Present Resistance. I am the executive director for the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest. Speaking flower to power for 29 years and found at hempfest.org. I am also the author of the book Protest, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest, also found at hempfest.org. This show is a weekly reefer radio rebellion where I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement, and beyond. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Cheyenne Silla, a Kentucky-born, Seattle-raised singer-songwriter and multi-genre music artist with over 15 years producing, recording, and performing rock and roll, hip-hop, soul, blues, and jazz music in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Cheyenne has shared the stage and worked with many world-famous talents from all genres of music, such as Robin Thicke, Seal, Ludacris, and beyond. Cheyenne is also the founder and CEO of Brave New World, where he's built a boutique entertainment firm combining a record label, music and film production, marketing and management divisions. Having recently completed a TV pilot for a new docuseries based on his life and career, Cheyenne is also working on a variety of TV, film, and multimedia projects, and he's joining me today to tell you all about it. Welcome, Cheyenne, to Cannabis Radio.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, brother. Big, big, big props to you, man. I'm excited to be on and chat and catch up with you.
Right on, man. So much has happened since the last time we talked. Cheyenne, let's just start out with, how did you form your relationship with music? At what point in your life and from what influences were you exposed to music? When did you know that you were going to be an artist?
And that's an amazing question. And it's a trip because you think I'd be able to just rip this right off the head. But I always fumble with it every time I'm kind of asked about it. And the reason why is because I grew up in an athletic family where the arts was just kind of second nature. Being a Northwest kid, and you know this from being around Seattle culture, sports is like the predominant, you know, rah-rah, all the hype and all the resources and accolades and things are typically centered around sports. And so music is one of those things that's just always been mostly underground. So that it was that case in my family. But my pops is a record collector, man. So this guy's got, you know, somewhere around 20,000 pieces. Like he collected everything from blues, rock and roll, jazz, gospel, country and western, you know, bluegrass stuff, all the way to the Elvis kind of pop swing country stuff, on into, you know, heavy rock, black rock and roll, the Chuck Berry era, James Brown, so on and so forth. So I had a very musical rich history. And growing up in that environment kind of planted the seeds for me to be an artist. And then I was fortunate to have a grandmother that produced plays and shows. And so every weekend we're at grandma's house, it was always a production, it was always performance going on. So I would say that I got my start right out of the womb, man, and having to participate with my brothers and cousins and performing and whatnot. But you know, that was the link. It was deeply emotional, deeply familial. A big, big part of my culture, my experience growing up. I have a huge appreciation for music, and all regards. And I'm just blessed, man, that I got that rich history by some people that loved it to the point that they invested in it like that and made it part of the household.
You know, I really relate with that, Cheyenne, because my dad also was a avid record collector and had the wall of records, right? And so that of course exposed me as well and influenced me very strongly. So I can really identify with that. You also have an incredible drive. You know, you're just always involved in so many ventures, working on multiple projects, and you always keep a strong focus on community. Kind of in that vein, where did you get your business savvy from, or who or what were your primary influences that contributed to this business acumen that you display?
Yeah, I think, the drive is a big part of it, because, you know, being an athlete, you grow up with a competitive nature already. And despite your talent level, there's always this sense of, you know, you got to do more, you got to compete harder. And I was fortunate to compete at the national level in multiple sports, but by the time I was, you know, 13, 14 years old. And so that work ethic was deeply rooted in me. I come from one of the first Black immediate families. In fact, we are the first Black extended family of my hometown in Federal Way. My grandmother migrated in the 70s and brought all her children, grandchildren, and her sister and all her kids and grand. We all came down at the same time. And so, you know, just that having that that drive, man, and you know, wanting to just compete and be noticed and express, and coming from a culture that allows you to express, that was a big part of it. But that led me into having to study and figure things out. And so early on in my career, I was kind of indoctrinated into coaching, mentorship. So I've always loved situations where there's leadership and there's passion and there's motivated individuals, you know, trying to make things happen. I always kind of, you know, magnetized to that kind of stuff. And that's where I kind of, you know, figured it out. Man, I didn't want to get into music and have anything to do with business. My whole thing was, hey, I just want to be on stage and do what I do. But it just so happened that, you know, I got into the infrastructure of things and how things worked and how do I protect myself in a contract. And that just opened Pandora's box, bro. Like that took me on a journey that was just incredible. So it's made it so it's been very difficult, but at the same time, very rewarding and fulfilling, because I've been able to give that information and that knowledge back to my community and all the communities I get to be a chance to be a part of around this country. But I never set out to get into business. It's just something that kind of happened as a point of survival along the way.
And speaking of your drive, you are the CEO of Brave New World, that you refer to as a, quote, boutique entertainment firm, combining a record label, music and film production, marketing and management divisions. Tell us about Brave New World. What does the name imply? And what are you up to, man? What do you got going on these days?
Man, that's a great question. So the whole Brave New World thing actually started a buddy of mine when I first got to L.A. We were just thinking of different crews we could name grab a name for different rap crews. Like we were fumbling with all these different ideas. And my guy was like, man, Brave New World would be a dope name, because that's, you know, that kind of suggests what we were about. Now, mind you, we were all hip, you know, to the Brave New World book and this whole culture of, you know, robotics and programmed individuals and so on and so forth. So I looked at it like, I want to have the spirit of something that's counterculture. I refuse to be that robot dude. I want to be in the spirit of who I am. I want to live in the now. And so our version of Brave New World is, you know, we take whatever it is we have right in front of us and we make something of it. No complaint, no issue. We jump right into, you know, being able to take survival to thrival, man. And so that kind of was the spirit it was born from. And we got so much going on right now. I just did a new movie soundtrack for a film that features Omar Gooding called The Familiar Lie. It's out on Netflix right now, out on Amazon. And you know me, Viv, I don't try to do things that I can't give back to the community in some way, shape, or form. So every deal I do, I try to create some kind of mechanism where I get to host a workshop or I bring something back to the community, raise a youngster up, give them an opportunity, whatever it is, an event. I still got, the big partnership with Starbucks. We're still finalizing those projects from that experience. I got a new podcast myself getting ready to come out next month. And, and I'm busy in the studio, man. And I got a lot of business endeavors going on outside of Brave New World. Actually, jumping back into some of the spaces going on in cannabis. Just being able to kind of tie the knots and make sense of all the things I've been passionate about. And it's working out for me so far.
Let's talk about your podcast. We believe in a little honest competition here at Hempresent. This November, you're going to be launching a new podcast show. What's it called? What's it going to be about, man? Spill the beans.
Yeah, it's just going to be called Life, man. It actually started from, I had a radio show about 10 years ago in the Seattle area. And it was really, really cool. Super successful show. I brought on individuals like yourself. You're one of my best interviews back in those days. And basically taking elements of my network and bringing them on for in-depth conversations and talking about remedies and solutions and whatever's going on in the world of things. And basically the podcast is going to kind of do the same thing, just in a more modern fashion. Try to peel back the banana, if you would, on how do we get things done? How do we progress society? How do we move through politics and still be impassioned about family and community and culture? How do we survive this thing? And so I'm taking all the areas of life that I'm dealing in, from entertainment to business, to community, to politics, and, creating a couple of hot seats for people to just get on there, man, and let it rip. But I'm super excited about it. It's been a long time in the making. And as ironic as it may sound, this whole COVID pandemic has forced me to get back to a lot of rooted stuff that I was doing before from a production standpoint, where I can, kind of control our ability to produce and produce efficiently. So the podcast was kind of a natural step to all the other things we're doing in film.
Right on, man. As usual, man, you got your foot in a lot of projects. We're going to take a quick break here. We're from our sponsors and advertisers. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with our second segment with hip-hop artist and entrepreneur extraordinaire Cheyenne Selah.
Time to roll out for the people that let us Hempresent. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
We're back to Hempresent, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back with Cheyenne Selah. Cheyenne, you have performed at events like Seattle Hemp Fest and many community events, and you've developed a unique and resilient brand. Can you describe, how do you see your brand in your eyes? What does Cheyenne Selah stand for? What is the image you're trying to present to the world? How would you wish your fans and others to see you?
If I could one word it, brother, it would be soul. I'm just living through my soul, man. Things that I feel are important, causes that I feel are important, things that affect people, particularly those, that are, undermined, overlooked, under-resourced, or don't have the access to, knowledge and information. Or if they do have access to knowledge and information, they don't have an environment around them where they can cultivate it and synthesize it. And so I've always been fond of anything that was of that space. Because, man, that's to be real, that's what it is to be, a Black man in America. That's what it is to be someone that is driven by passion in America, or someone that's a great idealist and is doing something different like yourself. The culture that you were able to spearhead and put your soul energy behind has become, you know, HempFest. You know, that's a phenomenal tribute to what happens when you live through the soul. And basically, I'm of the same ilk, and so I've always appreciated that kind of work, and I've always wanted to, you know, do whatever I could to add value, and at the same time, you know, be able to bring something back to the culture, bring something back home that says there's people in the world doing phenomenal things, despite where they may be resourcefully, despite whatever odds are against them, they still wake up every day to go make something happen. And you know, I want to be a part of that game. It's just the way I see life. So I've been fortunate enough and cursed enough through those endeavors to appreciate it at its maximum. As you know, man, you know, when you're setting out to do something, you don't always see all the things in the road that lie ahead and obstacles, and that journey is a very, very deep thing. You know, the people that come and go and all that stuff is a big part of it. And so you got to be resilient. So, you know, I think being soulful is resiliency at its finest level, because it's not about trying to make yourself make sense to people. It's just about adding value to life and value to humanity and value to the planet. So that's where I'm at, bro.
And on that note, you have carved what you call a unique niche in progressive outreach for youth with your nonprofit organization, the Cheyenne Selah Foundation. Tell us about the foundation. What's the mission? What's the goals and what projects you got going on?
Man, I love it. Thank you for asking about that. That is probably like the, man, that is the epicenter of of my soul work, because it's like, And you know how it is, man. You find, even no matter what the business endeavor is, you find that sweet spot that's like, okay, here's total why I do this. And for me, that's my hometown community in Federal Way. I wanted to create something, a foundation that allowed me to constantly be able to give back without encumbrance, without all the red tape, without having to ask permission and get the say-so from so-and-so and so-and-so. And God bless everybody that's in the game. But sometimes there's just too many people in the way just to help someone, man. So it's like I had to move in that direction. And I was blessed, man, to be able to tie in with my local school districts and political friends that had a, you know, kind of a common thread in what it is I was trying to do, essentially taking kids and moving them into different aspects of stuff. So I take my life and I kind of mirror it to them. I bring them out on corporate campuses. I go to their schools and host workshops, and I show the nature of the deals that I do. So whether I've done something with Universal Music, or I've done it with Starbucks or Verizon, or I'm getting ready to go do something with HempFest, I'm able to open the door up and say, here's what the nature of that is. And no, you don't have to sell your soul in this life to be successful. And no, you don't have to, you know, go through all of this, you know, boogeyman stuff, you know, to have a life. And it doesn't make you weak to want to help people either. And believe it or not, there's some folks sitting around behind different desks that can get it. And so I try to bring that lane to it and bring it to my community. And my foundation is the facilitator of all those endeavors. So we've had some wonderful success in doing it. Right now, we're getting ready to launch a new campaign called the Artist Workshop. That is going to be a platform, kind of a micro music convention for young artists, not just people trying to play music, Viv, but folks that may be interested in marketing, publicity. You know, one of the things that has ran the Northwest dry for all of its wonderful talent, that it never built a business infrastructure. So, you know, we don't have 1,000 music publishers around town or 20,000, you know, management agencies and production houses. And so when you don't have that, you don't have people looking for talent. But we have a lot of kids out here. We got a lot of youth and young adults that are very creative and well-organized and passionate and believe in things. And I think that's why we lead the world a lot of times in progressive culture. So I'm trying to use the Artist Workshop through the foundation to set up infrastructure for business building. We've been able to partner with UW and PLU, and other major institutions to provide certifications for people that want a certification in business management, music management, agent work, all that stuff, man. So I'm super proud about what the foundation is doing and in conjunction with the artist workshop.
Speaking of progressive culture, we are experiencing a tremendous international focus on racial disparities and injustice in this nation in the form of the Black Lives Matter movement. How does it make you feel to see this growing awareness of the failures of our criminal justice system to protect and include African-American communities? Does the BLM movement bring you hope? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, as you know, man, I've been in this mix for a long time and raising these issues, particularly through the racial disparity lens. You know, the short of it is, it's disgusting that human beings have not figured out a way how to holistically repair, you know, the damage that's been done to an entire culture, the lack of respect for the transatlantic slave trade, America's role in slavery, and all the horrific tentacles that come with that, that actually impede the culture of Black people worldwide, if you would. You're talking psychological effects, economic effects, biological effects. You're talking cultural effects, religious effects, you know, any and everything that would, you know, comprise the totality of a human being has been grossly impacted, and most of it hard to scale, even you know, with the best of analysis, obviously. And so, yeah. I think something like BLM happens when you're not dealing with what's right before you in the culture. There's always going to be uprising. There's always going to be a culture that comes in and says, okay, you know what? And I mean, no offense when I say this, but, you know, I'm a former education chair of the Seattle NAACP, but all of our conventional organizations, your NAACPs, your urban leagues, and so on and so forth, they hold the kind of the original constituency for these matters. BLM just said, hey, we're hip hop. We're going to step out. We're not necessarily well organized. We don't got well oiled leadership. We're just fed up. And so I think it's just a natural consequence of when things don't get handled decade after decade after decade. And so I am hyper alert in watching this unfold. And of course, I'm staying true to my own efforts. And I've been involved in this stuff for over two decades now. But I find it fascinating, to say the least, to see the era that we are in and see the masks, you know, no pun intended with the current pandemic culture, but to see the mask removed off of people and where they really stand with racial and social justice issues has just been a whole new awakening for me, bro. I can't even totally express right on, to you man. Without taking up the next 45 minutes.
Right on, man. And I share that with you. It's just really exciting and invigorating, inspiring to see what's going on. And we don't have 45 minutes because I do have to go to a break, but don't go anywhere. We're going to come back with our final questions for Cheyenne Salah.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Hemp Present with Cheyenne Salah. Cheyenne, man, you know, it's always so good to talk to you, man. I just really identify with you, your heart and soul in such a strong way. I always have. That's why we've always gotten along, I think. We have a couple more minutes left to talk. I know that you have some other projects you're working on. Is there anything you'd like to add while we still have a few minutes?
Hey, yeah, absolutely, man. First of all, you know, I just want to thank you for having me on, man. It's always great to catch up with you. I love all my soul assassins around the world, man. You're definitely one of the top of the ilk, brother. So hats off to you, man, and to the show. There's lots going on, obviously, but I think one of the things I'm pretty excited about right now, we got a new group that's moving into the cannabis space to do some things. We're developing our partnership for acquisition. Got a group called Botanical that we've put together that we're super excited about to get into the dispensary side, as well as some of the things that I think have always been kind of shelved out of the community. You know, information, you know, with what's going on with politics, what's going on with the criminology and criminality side of the culture, and who are those waymakers and stuff. And so we're excited about having an organization that's going to have a little bit of community feed and build an awesome brand at the same time. So that's at the top of the ladder, man. And then, of course, everything on the film and music side. I'm wrapping up the Cafe Noir project. There's been a long-running series with Starbucks. I'm working with my friends at Gorin Brothers on the new Disney Pixar film with Jamie Foxx called Soul, and the promotional development of a hat that they're creating for him and his character. Lots of wonderful things going on, man. Anybody that wants to just stay in touch with me or stay hip, man, I'm at www.cheyennesalah.com. That's cheyennesalah.com. Or you can go to the Salah Foundation and check out my community efforts with the local kids in my hometown of Federal Way and throughout King County. And that's the thesalahfoundation.org. So the S-E-L-A-H foundation.org. And Viv, like I said, man, I love you, brother. Hats off to you. I thank you for giving me a little bit of time to share a little bit of my soul and spirit with your audience, man. And I'll be sure to make sure that everyone in my world is hip to what it is that you got going on here with Hemp Present.
All right, man. You stay strong, my brother. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. Peace, bro.
Peace. Now I'm going to get to a weekly feature for Hemp Present on CannabisReader.com. That's the quote of the week, and here it is. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And those are the immortal words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on a journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community with impunity. Because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Till then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, and toke it easy. And don't forget that the Hemp Present theme song is sung by Sticker Bush. Turn up the music, maestro, because I think I'm out. Marijuana!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.